Please welcome Melissa Joan Hart. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
You're going to be at the Nickelodeon Awards, aren't you?
I am.
Excellent.
I'll be there with you.
Mm-hmm. That's Saturday in L.A.
Saturday.
When are you flying back?
Party. I'm flying actually to Vancouver tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'm flying in Friday on my birthday.
Really? So. Your birthday? How old are you going to be?
21.
21, Melissa. You're legal. You going to have a big party?
Yes, actually, I am going to have a big party. And, you know, a few of my L.A. friends will be there and the casting crew of Sabrina.
Yeah.
And I think, actually, Brian Austin Green might show up, who we met together at the Kids' Choice Awards, I think about a year ago.
It was on the boat a year ago.
Yeah, we were on a boat, and he showed up, and I was like, oh, look, there's Brian Austin Green and his entourage, and you were like, oh, whatever. And I was like,
I did, because you know why? I see you as a little bit younger than 21. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I watched Nick, I watched the show. I think of you as, and here he was manly.
Yeah.
Kind of a little too interested in my little Melissa Joan Hart from Nickelodeon. And he was like, oh, I'm Brian Austin Green, here's my entourage. And you were like, wow, and I was like, trying to dissuade you from possible involvement.
Well, he's actually now a friend of mine.
Yeah.
In L.A. We just, you know, he showed me around L.A. a little, and we just, he was one of my first L.A. friends, so.
Yeah, I remember, because that night after the Nick Awards on the boat, I saw you guys going into his big stretch limo.
No.
I did, too. No. And that underground parking thing at Chelsea Piers? Yes, I did. There were a lot of people.
Watching.
No, it wasn't only you guys. It was a lot of people. You have a boyfriend.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and he's watching.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Oh, yeah.
What does he do, your boyfriend?
He actually is on the show Sabrina also. He's a stand-in, but he's also, like, acted in it a couple times.
No kidding.
So.
How do you like being on that show, having the magical powers?
It's great, actually. Like, the scene you just saw with the cat, that, you know, talking to inanimate objects all the time and objects that just aren't supposed to be talking, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
But people come up to me on the street, like, it's funny, a lot more adults come up to me on the street than kids. And I get strange requests. Like, the other day, some woman asked me to turn her husband into a turtle. And
what could you possibly say to that?
I was like, I'll see what I can do, but you know, this doesn't work very well, you know, off camera. So.
Right. Did you grow up watching Bewitched in those shows?
You know, I saw it a couple times, but I didn't really study it like The Inquirer says I did.
Really? They say that you did.
They say that I studied the episodes of Bewitched, and I have like a shrine to Samantha or something like that. So.
And it's not true.
I've seen it like once.
That's it?
Yeah.
I watched it a lot.
Did you?
I have a shrine to Samantha. They often get us confused, Melissa. You know how it is. Now, you started acting when you were a little kid.
Yeah, I was four.
Four. Your first commercial was?
It was a doll called Splashy.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. You were 4 years old. You're in a bathtub.
Yeah.
With the Splashy doll.
Yes.
Think we have it?
Oh, no.
We do. Roll it!
It can be fun to take a bath with a dolly. You can splash, and the dolly in the bath is splashy.
That would be you, would it not?
Yes, that's me, topless. You all just saw my boobs.
No. Oh, you're just a baby. If you were to do that commercial nowadays, we would all see a navel ring. True?
Yes, that's true. Should I show it?
Sure, if you can.
All right, sure.
Let me see.
I've had it for like over 2 years now.
Now, Melissa, did it hurt?
It didn't hurt too bad, actually.
No.
I'm not really big on pain, and I don't think anyone really is. And it pinched a little.
Yeah.
And it took a little while to heal, but it's great. I couldn't be happier.
Do you change the ring daily?
No.
Is it weekly? What
I don't take it out actually at all. I changed it once to make it smaller because I had a big ring in there.
Yeah.
But I had to do a movie with a bikini.
Right.
So I had to get a small one so it kind of would hide a little.
That's exactly why I didn't get one, because I do a lot of bikini shots and I didn't know if it would be distracting.
I think, was that in the Flintstones?
That was in the Flintstones, yeah. Now, you know about my crush on... I understand you have a little crush on somebody.
Yes.
Who would that be?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. And have you ever met your Johnny?
I have. I met him at the Pediatric AIDS Foundation a couple of years ago. There was a benefit. And, you know, celebrities show up and sign autographs for people. And I was signing autographs. And then my shift was over. And Johnny Depp showed up. And I, like, was really nervous. And I got all, like, clammy. And my hands got clammy. And I was like, oh, my God, okay. And I, like, went over to him, got his autograph. And then, like, noticed Kate Moss. And it's like, oh, whatever. Like,
yeah.
And he was eyeing
it's
me.
It's best not to think of the spouses of a crush. Take it from me. I think Nicole who. Doesn't, you know. Now, do you have any of his films?
I have Gilbert Grape. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
And you consider that a crush? Because it's your birthday, I got you what every person a crush needs, cry baby. But that's not all. We got you Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, my God.
We got you Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, my God.
Arizona Dream, Nick of Time, Ed Wood, Benny and June.
Oh, my God.
Private Resort. This is the one you have, Gilbert Grape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm keeping that.
Okay.
There you go. And Don Juan DeMarco. There for your little obsession of us.
Oh, my God.
Your Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
And please stay away from Brian Austin Green. We'll be right back with Maureen McGovern after this.